President Bush has appointed a new director to lead his faith-based initiative. The position has been empty since August, but today the president announced his choice, Jim Toohey, the former director of health and rehabilitative services in Florida. He also spent a dozen years working with Mother Teresa. The appointment signals a new direction in the president's campaign to provide government support to faith-based charities and social service providers. NPR's Duncan Moon reports.
Jim Toohey couldn't be more different than his predecessor, John DiIulio. DiIulio was dynamic and charismatic, a prominent academic who spoke his mind, cared little for politics, and ran afoul of religious conservatives and some members of Congress. This time, in appointing Toohey, the president chose someone less confrontational and someone who has spent his career administering to people in need. But the marching orders Mr. Bush gave Toohey today sound much the same as those he gave DiIulio a year ago.
In the next year, Jim will work to eliminate barriers that discriminate against community and faith-based organizations. Government cannot stand in the way of the good works of the people in our neighborhoods. Government must expedite and stand on the side of faith-based programs. We should not discriminate at the federal level against people who are trying to help us solve the nation's problems.
In accepting the position, Toohey played up his experience in the field as a hands-on provider of social services.
It's been my privilege to work with the poor and to see firsthand the difference that charities and faith-based organizations can make in their lives. Mother Teresa introduced me to this joy that comes from befriending those in need and discovering their tremendous dignity.
Joe LaConte of the Heritage Foundation says the Bush administration's general rhetoric and overall strategy remain the same. But the appointment of Toohey, he says, signifies a change in tactics. Last summer, a highly controversial White House-backed bill barely scraped through the House of Representatives, and it became clear it would not pass the Senate without substantial compromise. LaConte says the White House and congressional Republicans took a lot of flack on the issue.
It seems to me that Jim Toohey's appointment is part of this strategy to take the emphasis off of the federal legislative push and to put it on volunteerism. And you have a guy like Toohey who has such experience working directly with nonprofits, you know, Mother Teresa's group. So beating up the Bush Faith Initiative is going to be a little bit like beating up Mother Teresa, it seems to me. And that's not a bad kind of strategic move right now.
Clearly, the president's faith-based initiative is stalled on the tracks, and frankly, it's going to take more than a new engineer to get it rolling again.
The Reverend Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State says the problem is with the president's program. And until that is changed, the initiative won't get much further down the tracks.
Well, I've known Jim for many, many years, and he's a very well-intentioned person, but it is just not possible to do a good thing with a bad idea. And the president's initial idea, which he has never backed away from, includes treating religions differently, violating the separation of church and state, and rolling back civil rights, and those are three big strikes against it.
While it may be difficult in the short term for the administration to push dramatic change through Congress, there is much that can still be done. The president has broad leeway within the system to bring change through executive order and procedural reforms. But both supporters and critics of the faith-based initiative say ultimately, if he wants to bring about real change, President Bush will have to take the fight back to Congress, hoping that Jim Toohey's more gentle touch behind the scenes will have helped soften the resistance. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.